Let's see, I think Jim is up.
Hi, Dr. Sherman.
Yes, hello, yes. Jim.
Jim here in Bellevue. I have a pretty typical cardiovascular disease, I guess, and I have a high calcium score done by CT scan x-ray type machine.
Yes.
I had the test twice. About 2 years ago, I was around 700, and I'm up near 1,000 now. At any rate, I heard a little fragment of Dr. Wright's program a few weeks ago, and he was talking about high levels of vitamin K having the possibility of actually reversing that and taking the calcium in the arteries down. And I was wondering if you could fill me in on that. What level of vitamin K is high, and are there any safety or side effect issues to worry about, or is there monitoring or tests that I should be doing at the same time?
Well, it sounds like you're monitoring it pretty well. The heart scan, the CT scan, and the calcium score is pretty effective at measuring the hard plaque in your arteries. But remember, too, that it's not measuring the soft plaque, which may be a little more vulnerable, you know, to releasing. So that's something that is a little more tricky. Now, a few months back, I was on the show, and I talked about a brand new test that I'm excited about. It's called a pulse test, PULSTEST. And you can go to their website, pulsetest.com, and get a lot more information. And it's pretty accurate at measuring your potential for a heart attack in the next 5 years. So, you know, a lot of the cholesterol research is based on 10 years, but this is a much shorter period, 5 years, and it's pretty accurate. They researched a number of algorithms to figure out just the right number of things that are circulating in the body to predict, you know, your level of that. So that's something you could look into. But as far as your question on vitamin K, the thing that helps the most is something called MK7. And that's part of the vitamin K2 molecule. Now, when you're taking vitamin K, it's probably easier to take a vitamin K complex. So, some of the vitamin K molecules can actually encourage clotting. So, the complex works much, much better.
Okay, is there any way that what's an amount? For example, I think that a product called Super K was mentioned.
Yes, and by Life Extension.
Yes, and the recommendation on the bottle is take one a day. So what's a high level? You know, is that taking 4 a day or one a day or two a day?
Well, I would. Let me give you a quick protocol that Dr. Wright likes to give his patients as far as reabsorbing plaque. Okay. And I've seen this work with many patients, not all, but he typically gives a combination of vitamin K, and he gives one twice a day, and then also a high gamma vitamin E.
Okay.
And that's one twice a day. And then he also gives natokinase, typically a 100 milligram every 6 hours, you know, four times a day. And you could get away with every 8 hours if you want to sleep all night.
Okay.
and also fish oil. Fish oil is really important with this. 1,000 milligrams three times a day. And the 1,000 milligrams is typically a combination of both EPA and DHA. And for men, we encourage a higher EPA portion on the fish oil. And the last thing is something called tocotrienols, which is a molecule of the vitamin E. And that, again, is one twice a day.
Okay.
So, and of course, at the clinic, we can also do IV chelation to help with that. But typically, it takes so many of those to make a difference. It's frustrating going after.
Yeah, I've had some chelation in years past. What, the EDTA chelation?
Yes, exactly.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So as an oral supplementation program, I really like that combo. So.
Okay. Very good. Well, thank you very much. Then I appreciated that.
You bet. Thanks for the call, Jim.